Hello?
Hi, I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet for the print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
Okay, and are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Yes? No?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Here are the options: white, African American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian,
African.
Native American, American. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, and what is your age?
78.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And why? What makes you feel that way about your motivation to vote?
Because of the candidate, one of the candidates.
Could you please repeat that?
Because of one of the candidates for president.
Okay. Just to confirm, I'm going to repeat it because you're one of the candidates for the president?
Yeah.
Okay, one second. Okay, moving on. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Republican, Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two: stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos.
One of them is not going back to Trump's chaos. And I guess the other one would be having the first woman of color as president.
Thank you. And moving on. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations. using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one, J.D. Vance.
Never heard of.
Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all Republicans are not bad, so I don't know. 50% of them.
I'm sorry, what is your rate?
Probably about 40 or 50, something like that.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Oh, that's 100%. I like him.
Project 2025?
Zero.
Democrats in Congress.
That's another 100.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Zero.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
A zero.
Jill Stein.
Who is that? Never heard of it.
Okay. And Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Yes. Sorry?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, moving on. Just 1 second. Now, and I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote if you are undecided? Please say so.
Who would I vote for?
Yes.
Kamala.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing? Just a lot? Just some? Only a little? Nothing at all?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her? And here are the options. Much more favorable? Somewhat favorable? I'm sorry, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable.
Somewhat more favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Vice President Harris?
The way she says she's going in the right direction, because he's a young
okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president, you may use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first statement. African Americans are... I'm sorry?
So go back and say what that was for now.
Yes, let me read it one more time. Now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first statement. African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change, while Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change. Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Next one. Both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritize marijuana arrests. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in non-violent marijuana cases, and under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped.
10.
Thank you. Next one. In this election, we're facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning will mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back the politics and of hate and division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. Thank you. Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortions, and abortion access in every state. Thank you. Moving on to the next one. Now, let me ask you again. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And let me ask you again. Now that we've talked a little more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often? Not at all?
Not at all.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade? High school. Okay, thank you. I have to, just for quality purposes, I have to read all the questions. So you will be a high school graduate. You have some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
Okay, so that's in eighth, right?
Eighth grade. Okay. Well, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes, no.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Excuse me, just to confirm, you said conservative?
Right.
Okay, so which one would it be, from somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Several times. A year.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Would you repeat that question?
Yeah. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
None.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thanks. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes? No?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes? No?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States? Yes? No?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes? No?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.